Hello, it's the 26th of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Flash flooding caused by last Thursday's rainstorm have led to criticism of Bedford Borough Council regarding storm drain maintenance. Close to a centimetre and a half of rain fell within an hour, according to Met Office measurements. A number of roads across the town and outlying villages were affected, including Springfield Drive in Bromham, the High Street in Clapham and the Embankment in Bedford. Geek Retreat in the Harper Centre and the Higgins Museum were both closed due to flooding. The Corn Exchange rescheduled Dara O'Brien's performance as water poured from the ceiling. A spokesperson for the council said flash flooding can still overwhelm the highway even with cleared gullies. Unfortunately, such incidents cannot be entirely prevented. Tuffnell's Parcel Express, which recently fell into administration, is a target of legal action from its 30 employees based in Leighton Buzzard who believe the redundancy process was mismanaged. If the challenge is successful, workers who were let go could be eligible for no more than £643 per week for 8 weeks. The Bedfordshire Police and Crime Panel have suggested that the current Police and Crime Commissioner Festus Ancobusoy step back from the role as he runs for Mid-Beds MP. The by-election for the seat will likely not take place until September due to the formal resignation of its current MP Nadine Dorris being delayed. The panel was concerned that Mr. Ancobusoy's campaign would negatively impact on his work. To honour a promise made to his father, Mickey Hyde has tattooed the Luton Town Football Club's insignia across the back of his head to celebrate their promotion to the Premier League. The 37-year-old Hatters superfan made the promise to his dad 21 years ago. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.